ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ sbs.com.au/punjabi ਉੱਤੇ।
Thank you for inviting me here today. And firstly, I want to congratulations go to the Sikh community of Australia on such a momentous occasion. The 550th birth celebrations of the founder of the Sikh faith, Guru Nanak. I believe that these celebrations are ongoing globally, which is fantastic. Secondly, I must commend you all for this unique festival, Divine Steps, where you've embraced other religions and multi-faith groups to actively participate in your celebrations, which is a great initiative. It's a pillar of your faith that you seek the goodwill of all in your daily prayers, Sabat Da Bala, which means blessings for everyone, or literally, may everyone prosper. I hope I've said that correctly. Only 550 years. That's like a game of 2020 cricket when you compare it to Christianity, which was founded 2,000 years ago. Yet in numbers, Sikhs are the world's fifth most populous religion. There are 25 to 30 million Sikhs globally, 125,000 in Australia, of which 50,000 live in New South Wales. From my cricketing days, I came across many outstanding Sikh cricketers. Kishan Bedi, who was a good friend of the Australian cricket side, particularly when we first travelled in 1986-87, when we were looking to get some insights into how to play on the subcontinent. He was very, very friendly to the Australian cricket side. Navjot Singh Sidhu, an amazing opening batsman, who every time he went out of his crease, you guarantee he was going to hit a six. He was an incredible cricketer. Harbhajan Singh, who single-handedly pretty much won the 2001 series, where he took 32 wickets in three test matches. And he didn't mind having a chat or two on the field as well. He was pretty good at that. Maninder Singh, I have fond memories of playing against Maninder Singh. He was the batsman who was out in the tied test, the 1986 famous tied test. He was the last one out with Greg Matthews bowling. I think the umpire had the finger up before we appealed, but he was unfortunately the batsman there. And unfortunately for India, he was also the batsman in the 87 World Cup when we played India in Chennai. And I bowled the last over, and with one run required for the Indian side to win the game, he thankfully had this wild slog across the line, and his leg stump was out of the ground, so he made me look pretty good. So he was a good friend of mine. Yuvraj Singh, another outstanding cricketer of the Sikh religion. And of course, now you've probably got one of the best bowlers in the world in Jasprit Bumrah, who was an outstanding bowler. But of course, we can't forget hockey either, where India dominated from 1928 to 1956, won every Olympic Games, only with six gold medals in a row, and dominated the sport like no one else has really dominated any other sport. So that was an amazing era for India in hockey. So some incredible sports people. But I can see Sikhs are very visual and proud of their turbans. Sikhs are also a very hard-working faith, and globally, Sikhs are gaining a reputation for feeding millions through their principle of sewa, service and langar, community food. Highly qualified noble Sikhs will even drive taxis because they consider working for a living a far better alternative than to depend on others for a handout, which I think is a great lesson for us all. For a small global community, Sikhs have achieved much. The last PM of India, Manmohan Singh, was a Sikh. In the Canadian federal elections last week, I believe 18 Sikhs have been elected as members of parliament from three different political parties, and that is out of a population of just over 500,000. As a community, you punch well above your weight, and I believe there is a Sikh saying that one Sikh is worth 125,000. Sounds like Virat Kohli playing cricket, actually. It's probably worth more than that. Back to your founder, Guru Nanak. I wonder whether he knew what a hardworking, industrious, and more global community he was raising. I too have been lucky to feel the spirit and connection India have on people. I mentioned before, I've been fortunate enough to be involved in Udayan for the last 20 years. That was something that sort of just happened. I'm not sure the reason. I think India, I always say, gave me many great cricketing memories, but it gave me life-changing moments. And one of those was meeting Mother Teresa, which led me into my charity work in India with Udayan, looking after kids who are born into leprosy colonies. And that is now transferred into my work in Australia with the Steve Hall Foundation. So India gave me that gift of really being involved in philanthropic work. And just mentioned before that in next January, I'll be embarking on a project I'm really keen on, and that's photography. A great supporter of my charity and myself is Canon. And I've always had this idea of going to India, and it may not be realistic, but sort of almost going undercover. I don't know if that's possible. I may have to get some sort of face mask or whatever. But I've always wanted to take photographs of kids playing cricket, because when I was touring many times in India, I'd look out the bus window and you see these incredible scenes of kids playing cricket in alleyways, or it could be at the foot of the mountain somewhere, on the side of the streets, on a riverbed. I thought, geez, I'd love to one day just be able to stop the car, get out and take photographs. And that was the original concept I had behind the Spirit of Cricket project in India. And it's developed further from that. I want to try and capture what makes cricket a religion in India, from the kids playing in the streets to, you know, the cricket bat manufacturers, to the fans of India, to going to see some games of blind cricket, women's cricket, everything associated with what makes India such a special place for cricket. So that's something I'm going to do for 3 weeks. I'm going with another photographer friend of mine, a guy called Trent Park, who's involved in an organisation called Magnum, which is the top 30 photographers in the world. So I'm lucky that he's also a cricket fanatic, a good friend of mine, and one of the best photographers in the world. So he'll be coaching me for those 3 weeks as we go around all of India to try and capture what is the spirit of cricket. So that's something I'm very passionate about. That'll be launched next year. And as I say, it's going to be a real challenge for me because, number one, getting the shots right. Number two, remaining relatively anonymous and making sure that I can make the most of my time. So that's a project I'm very passionate about. And as was mentioned before, India does feel like a second home for me. I've been traveling there for over 30 years, probably 60 or 70 trips. And I really do love the place because there's always something interesting happening. The people are so friendly and humble. And to me, it's relaxing going back to India. So that is an incredible project which I'm looking forward to. In concluding, it is with the utmost respect that I say Australia is very proud of its Sikh community. On behalf of our nation, I wish the Sikh community every success as it celebrates Guru Nanak's 550th birthday. I have no doubt the Divine Steps Festival on November 10 at Pyrmont Bay Park will be an amazing day for all Australians. And I congratulate you on that initiative. Well done.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰੋਗੇ? ਐਪਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਗੂਗਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਸਪੋਟੀਫਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ।